When you're dealing with a lot of those people in the House Republican caucus, climate skeptic at best, denier at worst, every once in a while, you just want to go off on them. I mean, go off like a Roman candle. I was like, what is it with you people? You know, I mean, you know, your kid is sick. You consult 100 doctors. 97 of them tell you to do this. 3 tell you to do that. And you want to go with the 3. That's not conservative. I mean, do you every once in a while just want to?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Good, I'm glad to hear that.
No. Yeah. Look, it's frustrating when the science is in front of us. And we can argue about how. But let's not argue about what's going on. The science is compelling. The baseline fact of climate change is not something that we can afford to deny. And if you profess leadership in this country at this moment in our history, then you've got to recognize that this is going to be one of the most significant long-term challenges, if not the most significant long-term challenge, that this country faces and the planet faces. The good news is that the public may get out ahead of some of these politicians. And I think that as the public starts seeing greater frequency of extreme weather events, as they start seeing that what used to be 100-year storms seem to be happening every year or two, and you start seeing the economics of inaction, then people start thinking, you know what, we're going to reward politicians who talk to us honestly and seriously about this problem.